we continue to repeatedly ask the Minister of Transportation when there will be an update out to the community on this critically important road, and we continue to get delay after delay after delay. Well, we keep getting from the minister that it's highly complex and that they keep sending people out to do the drilling and to keep looking at and evaluating the road. But to be clear, the landslide happened last April. And if a landslide has happened in other parts of the province of British Columbia, the expectation isn't that people wait over a year for even the ministry to come out and report to the community what they're doing. And so here we have a community like West Fraser, you know, the residents of West Fraser Road in our Cosley and Estela First Nation that continue to travel a Forest Service road. We continue to see our children on a bus route that takes, you know, over 2 hours on a Forest Service road. They're starting at 6:30 in the morning. And we continue to get delays from the Ministry of Transportation. You know, they said that they would come back to the community in September. Then they said late fall. Then they said before Christmas. Then they said in January. Then they said in the spring. And we're heading into a year since this route has been damaged by the landslide, which was a cause of the 2017 Plateau Fire. And we continue to wait. And so part of the efforts that we have been, you know, pursuing here in Victoria is to make sure that the minister recognizes that, you know, we're taxpayers too, and that there needs to be an investment, critical infrastructure investment in things like roads that have been impacted by wildfires and floods. It's beyond frustration. I mean, we've heard some incredibly concerning issues that have been raised by the constituents, whether it's, you know, challenges with a ambulance getting out to the community, to the basic economic impact that will not be recoverable for the community. You're seeing a significant shift on how people are even, you know, managing their business practices. Imagine if you had to, you know, it's been a year of traveling, you know, this gravel forest service road that is very much out of the way of what normally the residents would travel. And they're small business owners. You know, there is a doctor. There is a care aide. These are critically important professionals that, you know, support members of our communities. And, you know, the lack of any type of effort being put into resolving the challenges of this road is just, it's not acceptable.